This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of wisdom are you going to impart on me when it comes to the Browns? By the way, Steve Jones, voice of Penn State football, 1 o'clock.
Our buddy Mike Florio. Can we call him buddy?
Let's just do it anyway. Man,
our buddy Mike Florio. And Mike does a lot of radio shows around the country. So it's not like, you know, he's exclusive with us because he wants to talk to Cleveland. Mike was with us earlier in the week. He was on the K-Fan show in Minneapolis with Paul Allen. And he had a thought about everything with the Vikings. And as you know, Andy, I've had a little focus on the Vikings myself. And J.J. McCarthy was drafted last year, first round, ahead of Bo Nix, who could play for Denver. So the Vikings like J.J. McCarthy. They drafted him 10th overall. And Florio said on Paul Allen's show, if the Vikings, and they didn't franchise Sam Darnold, but if they think, you know what, we really found something here and we do want him back, and Florio says 2 years becomes the magic number in a bad way for J.J. McCarthy, and he said if they sign Sam Darnold and bring him back and it's like a multi-year contract, and if you're Sam Darnold, why would you sign for anything less?
Right.
Because you're in the best position you've ever been in your life. Why would you sign for anything less? That J.J. McCarthy would just say, hey, look, you found your guy. How about a trade? And he would ask to be traded. And I could see where that would make perfect sense, because if you're J.J. McCarthy, and let's just say they sign Sam Darnold, and I can't imagine they would only sign Sam for 2 years, because somebody's going to sign Sam for 3 to 5 years. If he goes back to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy's available and he asks for a trade, would you call your buddies over at the Cleveland Browns? Would you call your buddies at the Minnesota Vikings? Hey, Andrew. It's Quaffy. Hey, how you doing? And work out a deal? Because if you want, of all of the guys in this draft, and we're all, you know, talking about these guys, and Cam Ward seems to be the highest rated guy, Sam Darnold was more highly rated and by all accounts would be the number one quarterback in this draft.
All right. So,
would you trade number two for J.J. McCarthy? I don't think you would.
I'm not a huge fan.
Because he had those gold stripes on his helmet.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I just didn't. I wasn't a gigantic fan. I mean, yeah, it's success. Can't argue with the success. Sorry. But I'm not. He would have been, you know, where would he have been in this year's draft?
Supposedly, from all accounts, the number one quarterback in the draft.
So probably would have been number one overall.
Probably.
Okay.
At least that's what all of the analysts say.
If you're J.J. McCarthy, though, and I was just kind of reading through some of that Florio stuff, that if Minnesota re-signs Sam, first of all, what is the market for Sam Darnold? Is it as great as we think it is?
Well, I tend to think
it's not.
Well, there are about seven teams that need a starting quarterback.
Okay.
And how many good ones are out there? See, that's – it might not be a good draft for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it is. Some people are saying it's better than everybody's saying now. But I'll tell you what it is. It's a really good time to be the hottest free agent quarterback coming off the best season of your career. That's great timing. Sam Darnold's the only guy with great timing in this whole thing. The only guy. Because he played really, really well for the first time in his career, and he's a free agent. And there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. You could see him in Pittsburgh. You could see him in Tennessee. You could see him in Cleveland financially if it would have worked out, but that's not going to happen.
All right,
so I could certainly see him in Vegas with the Raiders. Some folks have even said he should go back to the Jets. It's a different regime in New York.
Maybe.
Different people. Giants need a quarterback. Giants have been rumored for Sam Darnold. I mean, somebody's going to sign him, and he's going to be...
And you think someone's going to overpay for him?
No,
that's my question.
They probably only need to pay market value. But market value for a quarterback is about $40 million a year.
Looking back at Florio's story there, it said the Vikings aren't going to trade McCarthy. Let's start there. And then he was told in Indy that the Vikings weren't tagging Darnold. And that Darnold's market
they didn't tag him.
Right. And that Darnold's market isn't as robust as the public thinks.
Might not be. But, Andy, he's the best free agent quarterback out there.
Well, if you're Minnesota,
somebody's going to pay him.
If it's Minnesota and it's a third team, if truly that market isn't as robust as the public thinks, then if Minnesota tries to re-sign him to a one-year, $25 million deal, that could work, and they could keep both.
He's not going to do that.
What if he does? Someone's got to give him that multi-year deal.
Somebody's going to. There are too many teams that need a quarterback.
So you're saying we're going to be blown away next week because someone is going to overspend?
I didn't say overspend. I said market value. Andy, market value is going to get the guy $35, $40 million a year. I mean, that's what quarterbacks are going for now.
And how many years, I guess, is the next question.
3 to 5.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I think I believe the fact that the market isn't, and I know you're saying market value, but I don't think the market is what... We all sit here and
I'll
go,
oh,
this guy had a great season. And
I'll bet you lunch.
I bet he gets all this. All right, tell me what's he going to get? I'll do lunch on this.
We'll get a number. It'll be at least $35 million a year.
All right, so Jeff is doubling down on
for
the fact.
For 3 years.
Darnold is going to get a three-year.
He's going to get at least $100 million for 3 years. Let's go there.
$100 million,
3 years.
I don't think it's going to be that much.
Lunch.
All right, lunch. Lunch at the dollar store. It'll be great.
That's one of my lunches. I want a Baskin lunch. Could I have two fillets, please?
Trending appropriately.
He bet him lunch. We're at dollar store. Buddy might have the greatest line I've ever heard. He said his wife was mad at him, and then he said he didn't feel good. He said, hey, can you make the call? And she goes, yeah, I'll call 912. I'm still laughing. He told me that joke last week, and I can't stop laughing over it. Oh, man. Because I think my wife would probably call the same number.
Dan's got something to say.
All right, go ahead.
Are you in on the bet?
Are you in? Yeah.
Who's got the better part of that bet? Who's going to win lunch?
I don't think Darnold's getting 3 years.
I say 3 years, $100 million.
So I've got the under on that, right, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got the under.
Hey, he is the best of a really crummy quarterback class.
And there's seven or eight teams that need one.
It's got to be 3 years.
Does the last two games, that 10-day stretch.
It scares you.
Does that scare you with Sam Darnold?
Sure does.
Okay.
And remember, I'm Sam's, quasi-dad. It's my guy. But yeah, it scares me. Did not play well against the Lions in a game they had to have. Then did not play well against the Rams in a playoff game.
Because if I'm a team, I'm looking at those two last games maybe a little harder than I was looking at the rest of them and going, okay, what took place here that caused Sam Darnold to look like the Sam Darnold that I've got 6 years of tape?
Why don't we go ahead and look at the why don't we look at the other 16 games in the regular season?
It's funny because I feel like we could have the same conversation for Joe Flacco from a year ago. What if you just kind of forgot about the playoff game?
But again, what took place in that playoff game that caused him to short circuit? Like that's the Sam Darnold question that nobody really has an answer to. Is okay, so what did these defenses do that caused Darnold to short circuit? What did the Texans do that caused Joe Flacco to short circuit? So how do I make sure that doesn't happen to my team? Especially if I'm going to turn around and hand this guy a 3-year, $100 million contract. Because if this is something that can be replicated that causes your quarterback to short circuit, the last thing you want to do is hand $100 million to a guy and then have the entire league go, wonderful, I'm thrilled that you did that. Now we're going to do this over and over and over and over and over again.
And over?
And over.
I get that. I just...
And if you're the Vikings,
take a look at the quarterback play and the quarterbacks who are available. There's just not an abundance of great options, and that's why I think somebody is going to give him a pretty good contract.
The other part of this that's a little hard to swallow is JJ would be. So if the Vikings bring Darnold back, JJ McCarthy's now suddenly going to demand a trade, a guy that didn't play last year that was hurt, and we don't know what kind of health he's going to be in next season. Unless they're in the let's save some money.
It's football. They all get beat up. Supposedly, it's been going well. I personally think what's going to happen is that Darnold's going to sign somewhere else. They're going to re-sign Daniel Jones, and J.J. McCarthy will be the starting quarterback there eventually.
Eventually.
And Daniel Jones might be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season.
Or Joe Flacco, one of the two.
Nope, it'll be Daniel Jones.
I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Personally, by the way, if I could handpick absolutely the guy to come here and be the veteran guy,
which, by the way, Daryl Ryder wouldn't do,
it would be Daniel Jones.
A little bit of news to everybody out there wondering what they're going to do this weekend. ESPN has flexed in the Orlando Magic versus Cleveland Cavalier game on Sunday, March 16th. It will now be at 1 p.m., so you got a week to prepare for it. But, yeah, the March 16th game has been flexed for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It will be 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Playoff preview.
What time was that originally scheduled for? I'm sorry to ask that question if you don't know that. I'm sure it was
ESPN probably
night game.
PR did not have that on their release here.
Okay, just making sure. Because I might have had dinner plans for that night before we were going to go over the game. Just saying. You know what we're going to do next, Jeff?
I can't wait for you to tell me, Andy.
Can we talk about Mr. Carter? Can we please talk about him for a second?
Sergeant Carter?
No, the one who liked to call Happy Valley is little home over there. Are we good with
that? John Carter?
No. 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 Want to try again? One more time. Never.
Oh, Abdul Carter?
Oh, there you go. Okay. Steve Jones, voice of Penn State football. He will be the voice of Baskin and Phelps when we come back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.